It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some new Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you. Today I'm going to share a couple of stories that demonstrate that moms really do know best. They're from our new book for mothers and grandmothers. We made this book to show mothers that their kids really have been listening all along, and that all of those lessons they've been imparting really are getting inside the heads of the children and grandchildren. In our first story, Diane Stark tells us how she not only listened to her mother, but then turned around and gave her mother back her own advice when she needed it, which is what we see happening as daughters grow up. They become friends with their moms, and then they start advising each other. Diane starts out by telling us about the birth of her first child and how it was only when she met her baby that she realized how much a mother loves her children. I think that's something we all realize when we become parents. And of course, that never changes. You worry just as much about a 30-year-old child as you do about a newborn. You've just learned to live with that worry better, right? But you're always worrying and protecting your kids. Well, as it turned out, Diane's mother was protecting her the day that she had her first child. Because the day before, a strange woman had stopped by Diane's mother's house, and she had learned that her 30-year-old marriage was over. She didn't breathe a word of it to Diane, though, until after she had that baby. But then over the course of the next year, Diane supported her mom as she went through a divorce. And then 7 years later, when Diane went through her own divorce, the tables were turned and her mother was comforting her and supporting her. Diane and her two kids moved in with her mother and her wonderful second husband. One day when Diane was feeling awful about having to move in with her mother and wondering if things would ever get back to normal, her mother gave her some great advice. She told her she had to abandon that old normal. She needed to find her new normal. Diane said she couldn't do that. So her mother said, "Do you remember the advice you gave me when I was in your shoes? You told me to find the good in each day, no matter how small it was. I needed to find some tiny good thing in every day. Honey, that's how you find your new normal." So Diane was going to have to follow her own advice from years earlier, the advice she had given her own mother when she was going through her divorce. Diane's mom started building good things into her days. She took Diane shopping, made her favorite meals, brought her books from the library, and Diane started laughing again and finding pleasure in the little things each day. It was a gradual process, but one day Diane realized that she was okay again. She says, "Walking my mom through her divorce and then having her help me through mine was painful. Sometimes excruciatingly so, but it was also beautiful at times. Mom knew how I felt without me saying a word. It was a journey twice taken, first for Mom and then for me."
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
So Diane and her mother became friends who supported each other, and that also happens frequently with mothers-in-law. Christina Hausauer tells us that she started out deathly afraid of her future mother-in-law. She had a reputation for being really hard on her son's girlfriends. She was wonderful with her son's friends who loved her. She made them fresh-baked goodies, even though she was doing all the housework and holding down a full-time job. But she wasn't warm at all with Christina. There was always a feeling of tension in the air when Christina went over there. Then Christina was invited to her boyfriend's Christmas dinner. Instead of sitting on the couch with him after dinner with the rest of the family, Christina insisted on helping with the dishes. She took a deep breath, and she walked bravely into the kitchen, where she silently helped wash and dry the dishes. She finally got up her courage to speak, and she thanked her boyfriend's mother for the dinner. And that mother was actually a tiny lady and not scary at all. And finally, as the two of them worked side by side, the mother started asking Christina questions about her family, and they ended up talking for an hour while they worked. From that day forward, they always talked when Christina visited, and they became very close. After Christina became her daughter-in-law, they talked on the phone daily. They became friends. Eventually, Christina's mother-in-law confessed that she had been cold to her because she had never seen her son fall so hard for a girl before, and she was afraid that she would lose him. She and her husband were splitting up at that time, and she was worried that she would be all alone. She apologized and said that she had always felt bad for treating Christina so coldly in the beginning. Over the many years that followed, Christina and her mother-in-law always did the dishes together, even when there was a dishwasher in the kitchen. When she died 10 years ago, Christina really missed those talks they had while standing at the sink. And then a few years after her mother-in-law died, Christina and her husband went through a rough patch. At the same time, their dishwasher mysteriously stopped working, and they were forced to wash the dishes by hand. Christina says, "Never in a million years would his mother have believed it, but my husband dried dishes for me every evening. We actually enjoyed doing the chore together after a couple of nights of having to work through it. In fact, we enjoyed our time together so much that we left the dishwasher broken for the next 2 months. We talked through some issues, had some laughs, and shared memories. It made our marriage strong again." Christina says she thinks that somehow her mother-in-law had something to do with getting that dishwasher to break so that her son and his wife could have those meaningful talks and repair their relationship. I'm Amy Newmark. Thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the new book that I mentioned today, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mom Knows Best, visit our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll find the book there, and you'll also find links that will allow you to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Google Play, or wherever you like to get your podcasts, so that each new episode will be automatically downloaded into your phone. I'll be sharing a dozen stories from our Mom Knows Best book. So come back for future episodes and also listen to some of the episodes that have already aired. That way you'll hear all of them. And in our next episode, I'll be sharing two stories from a really fun new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Life Lessons from the Dog. You'll meet a couple of dogs whose kindness to their humans will just melt your heart.